Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
I was on an island today. He's like, where's my kid?
Anywho, where we had last left our intrepid rogues, one of you had been kidnapped.
Who?
Really?
No. Hi. Oh, him. Her.
It's okay. Most people were asleep at the end of the game last time. Anyway.
I don't even remember what house we were at last week.
We were at a house.
We weren't?
No.
No. Yes, we were. We were at your house.
She meant where it was held.
Yeah, oh, where okay. I didn't. Yeah.
It's okay. My games aren't that interesting anyway.
I would say we were inside of a mountain.
You're at a bar, getting drunk.
I thought we went to the Iron Citadel last week.
We did.
Oh. We did that too. Then we went to a mountain.
We're actually in a forest.
Forest, mountain, you know, they're similar.
Apparently Tyler and I are the only ones that actually remember what's going on.
Forest. I thought it was a mountain. They had a temple.
Well, I remember now that...
No, this is a... Forest.
I know there was a forest, and I thought there was a mountain, and then a temple was inside there.
I don't think I ever mentioned mountain.
I don't think so either.
I remember mountain.
You don't remember which house, but you remember mountain.
Well, I think...
I'm afraid you're a little unreliable, sort of. I know that there's been a mountain somewhere. I think there were dwarfs in it. That was like six sessions ago. Oh, yeah.
Sunday, my brain was scrambled eggs, okay?
It's okay.
I don't even remember what happened Sunday.
Well, considering game is held on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember anything before that, pretty much.
Oh, this is your husband. His name is Ryan.
Hi, Dane. How are you?
Lots of pain.
We have it all the time, really.
You owe me $5,000.
Don't listen to Alec.
You owe Tyler $5,000. Okay.
Only if Alec owes me $5,000 in rent. Then you owe Alec $5,000.
Anywho.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not the amnesiac one.
I believe it's amnesiac.
No wings.
Dwinks.
There's a Sprite left and two Cokes.
I'm waiting on my freezy.
It's a little difficult.
Anywho.
I can't move that much.
Alec, you are, of course, unconscious, so at this point I'm not going to say a whole lot to you.
It's a little warm.
I'll find some way to keep myself entertained.
It's a little warm and...
I'm just going to be in the corner. I don't know.
Okay, they try and Cooper draw, kill you, then you roll out of the way. Just keep dodging. God damn it!
Because remember, you haven't lost your own... You haven't lost it, because you're not helpless. You're just unconscious.
You know, this whole sleeping thing, the dreams are very vivid.
I haven't slept in years. Okay.
I haven't slept in over 200 years.
So, you guys retreat back, and you're sitting there kind of going, wow, that sucked. Where's Tana?
I don't
know. I'm sure she'll double back soon.
She was invisible last time I saw.
Wow, Rennie.
I'm sure she'll double back soon.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be back.
drool.
She might have gotten lost.
She's probably...
Most probably.
Or she could have been teleported by Dryad. I don't know.
Tana wasn't very good at finding her way around. She's just surviving in the woods, right?
That's right. I lost, but I'll never go hungry.
Because those bears that keep attacking me?
I know. You're survival, right, Alec? Oh, wait, never mind. Alec just runs into random encounters and eats them.
Dryad! Nyom, nyom, nyom!
If anything, she's out hugging a tree. I'm sure she'll get over it soon.
My hands were like slip.
Ugh, manly.
Thank you.
I open pickle jars too. Ugh.
Ryan's the one who gives me the pickle jar.
Yeah, well.
He has the clammy hands all the time, so.
Yeah, well, Ryan loses his man card.
What? What? A man card.
What'd I do?
You can't open pickle jars.
I can open pickle jars.
Most of the time I notice you coming to me with this dejected look on your face with a jar in your hand.
No.
Yes.
He denies it all.
He denies it before the internet.
I open pickle jars with spoons. Jeez. Don't need your help.
Work smarter, not harder. Anywho. So, how long are you guys going to wait for Tana before you start looking for her? Because there's a total of 3 dryads who could start looking for her throughout the whole of the forest.
Why not? They can do that. Just don't get caught by the dragon.
Well, if they're worried, go ahead. But I'm sure she'll be back within a couple hours.
Okay.
Happens all the time,
actually,
honestly.
Just go find her, because that will make this faster. We can find her faster.
Can I go with them? Or are they?
They go faster on their own.
Okay.
They go through the trees.
I know, but they can teleport people to trees.
Okay, but that takes a whole round.
So you guys are sitting there with a train who's just kind of like,
do. I try and talk to him really slowly.
language.
Damn it. I cycle through and try and speak slowly in each language. This takes me probably about an hour. I ask him, does he speak blank language in several different languages?
You know, you could ask Steven to comprehend languages on after you're done off with that.
Alright, so...
I can comprehend
Alex.
Yeah?
I can cast
them. Your eyes kind of flicker open. The only thing that you notice is that you can't really move. And it's really, really hot in here. Your eyes haven't even really regained focus at this point. Last thing you remember is going, haha, I can make a heroic last stand and then escape. And then he realized, oh wait, last stand.
No, I was just like, okay, I can hold here for another round while everyone gets away. That's the last thing I remember.
So as your eyes are slowly regaining focus, you can begin to kind of hear the dull, slow kind of thumping that you usually associate with kind of tribal drums.
What in the world's going on?
Fried elf!
As you're kind of looking around, you're kind of slowly looking around, you realize, the first thing you realize is as you kind of hang your head down, because that's where gravity takes you, you are suspended about 30 feet over a fiery pit. Down below, you can see dozens of skeletons of elves, centaurs, and a few other things that actually have bones. There may be a few dryads in there, but you can't tell.
That's how elves lay when they're dead.
And as you're kind of looking around, you realize to either side of you, now that your sense of smell is kicking back in, that you're, on either side of you is a charred corpse. It looks like they were smoked to death. And you can see, you know, kind of a bugbear kind of taking a slice off of them and kind of, you know, well, actually more like with a spear, he kind of rips, or a forked spear, and kind of pulls it back and takes a bite of it and kind of goes, yum, yum, yum. Do you speak goblin?
No.
Yum, yum, yum.
Here, just to make things easier. I speak Tongan and Sylvanian.
Okay, blub, blub, blub. And as you're looking around, you can see that kind of lounging at the back, you can see that there's a particularly rotund, half red dragon, half Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Cute. Does it have midget arms? Does it have the midget arms?
You know, it's got wings, but you know, you're like, that's not a dragon. That's a T-Rex.
With your wings.
You're not quite sure where the hell he got it, but it's just kind of lounging there.
He got it by screwing its mother.
And of course, it's you can box. Hear all around you. You know, you can hear you can see some of the half red dragon bugbears kind of beating the drums, and you'll notice that whenever they like take a pause, suddenly the dragon or the T-Rex's head rears up as though it's regaining intelligence, and then they begin beating the drums again, and it lulls back to sleep.
Huh.
And now that you've got a good look around, you are definitely in some sort of large chamber. There's only about three or four bugbears. You are suspended over a huge pit. There's not even a way that you can jump this. It's 30-foot radius. And this is definitely not in the Enclave.
I can jump that.
What do you want?
Standing jump at the DC 60.
I said, it's only DC 30. Running and jumping.
But if he's going
yes, you
down.
Can run and jump and hit Alec in the middle, then you've only got 30 feet to go.
What are you talking about?
30-foot radius.
So 60-foot across.
60-foot diameter. Oh,
okay.
But Alec will have a chance. Because he's suspended in the air. So he.
Oh, sure. He just has to try and get enough swing. And hopefully no one notices this prisoner sticking back and forth trying to flaming pit. Go ahead, make your stealth.
I thought he was on a stake.
No, he's kind of on a little, you know, suspended crossbar.
He's on a bar.
See, we can do that. We can run.
The thing that you are now realizing as your sense is now regaining is that since you think that rope wouldn't be a good idea, they used iron shackles. And you're over a hot, heated pit.
It burns.
You can feel this nice burning sensation here, and of course on your ankles. And one of the things you also notice is that they gagged you.
No,
with metal also?
Also metal.
Keep your mouth shut.
Foil?
Save yourself.
But you can't... It's a cold stone... Or it's a stone area. So you don't think it's inside the little druid place.
Is there anything else of note in the room, I guess?
Not really. You don't even see an exit.
Look up.
There it is. Yet you see a shaft of... You see light way up there.
Awesome. At the bottom of a pit.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, dooka dooka dooka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka, dooka dooka dooka.
Apparently
the intelligence.
Suppose I look at one of the bugbears.
No, honestly, you probably couldn't kick you over the drums.
I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to do while bound and gagged by iron shackles above a deadly fire pit.
I could totally break out.
Escape artist!
I do have a plus 11.
You could attempt it.
With TC 35.
And you can hide among the corpses so they don't see you. climb up.
Everyone's full health.
Except me.
Yeah.
Can you get our character sheets out?
Poke me more.
Poke.
I'm fine. I wasn't hurt.
I guess I start trying to swing.
Poke, 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 poke,
it doesn't have a charge limit.
The chain is not particularly long.
Not particularly what?
Funny.
Long.
Poke me in the eye.
Do the ogres have any sort of, the bugbears have any sort of reaction to me swinging?
No, it doesn't even look like they actually see you.
Maybe they're blind.
What the swinging does is it effectively gives you the 20 feet that you need. Now you just need to break the iron chain.
Or get out of it.
What's the DC on breaking an iron chain?
Can I have... I have my Pathfinder book.
If they're melting, it should be a little bit easier.
I didn't say they were melting. I said they were hot.
They're a little soft. A little softer.
Lower yourself down, Alec. That'll help out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go down into the lava. Don't melt the chains off.
It's a mere DC 35.
Okay, can't break. Can't make that.
And it's a DC 28 to break.
I can't make that.
Okay.
You could always escape harness.
That was the 35, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can't make that.
Now you have to wait for your opportunity. I know it's dangerous for an elf to try and wait. But you'll have to sit here and wait.
I need a 10 to get out of that.
I need a 24.
I don't have escape artist.
Although if my item is taken away, I need
me
a...
Neither.
Yes, you don't have your gear.
I would need
it just got even harder.
You said 34?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll need a 20.
Oh, and if I don't have my gear, I actually need a 21.
I need a 16 or
I don't have it. I have 9 ranks in escape artist.
I have 6.
Because it honestly has not come up yet.
I have 10.
I have 7.
Okay, well.
However, I could not for the life of me break it.
I'd be even worse than you. I got a 10.
Oh, okay, great.
I got without 14.
So they took everything I had?
They took everything.
You're on you.
They even searched in hidey holes.
I don't have any hidey holes, though.
You feel as though they searched your hidey holes.
Did you violated?
Just a little.
How would I keep anything there? Or there.
Anywho.
Why does my nose hurt?
Check and see if they've got a lockpick up there.
Remember, somehow in Oblivion you managed to hide a lockpick.
Every time.
As I said, hidey holes.
You have no lockpicks.
They may not. Oh, really?
Yes, I think if you have no lockpicks, you get a lockpick.
That's hilarious.
It was in your cell.
Yes, obviously.
Back to you guys. It's been about 4 hours, and Dryads go, we can't find her anywhere. How long does your invisibility last?
Not that long.
I think like
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
She's the one who did it.
Mine
lasts 6.
I'm curious why the dragon did not pursue. Curious as to why the dragon did not pursue.
Maybe
she was captured.
I didn't see a dragon.
Yes, he was on the other side of the wall.
He was invisible too, wasn't he?
No.
Wait. He was cloaked.
No.
I remember something.
Wait, Tyler went invisible, and he made most of us invisible.
The mage went invisible.
Oh.
Yeah, the cleric went invisible.
Or whatever.
Well.
Anywho, what's at the base then? Is the dragon still there?
Yep, it looks like he went back there. He's not flying around, at least.
Well,
was there any other way inside there? I'm just curious.
The roof.
I'm actually going to take this a chance to go change it.
Might even go
through
there.
So I'm going to have to do that later.
Because the dragon was flying around, that's where he goes into?
Well, if he was outside, he wouldn't have been waiting for us there.
If he was flying around, then we could have seen us go inside to the roof.
He was really far away. Really far away.
He was close enough to hear us. He'd be easily close enough to
see us.
It
took him like 15, 20 rounds to get to
us. No, it took him like 4 or 5 rounds.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
We weren't there very long.
He was making notice checks to hear us.
Oh, okay.
He needed a 20.
Oh, he just failed a lot?
He needed a 20.
He needed to roll a 20?
He needed to roll a natural 20.
Oh.
And that literally just got him the DC.
Wow.
I just happened to get it on round 5.
Wow. That was quick.
And if anything, we can use your invisibility to try and sneak up there when he's out again.
I'm not saying not do it. I'm just saying that why don't we just go through the front then?
Because there's more people there and they're more likely going to see us because we have open doors.
That doesn't...
It's not like they can see us.
That doesn't break invisibility.
No, but then...
You attack the door handle! Succeed your grapple check. There are some days when you're turning enough.
that bathroom, like, it took me like a whole year to figure out how some at my old friend's house how to lock the doors where you have to push them and then turn it. Oh, I just stood there, I got it, and I'm like, yeah, I go to the bathroom, I'm like, get out. Whoever made those were retarded.
Besides, I don't necessarily want to take out the entire population that is there. I just want to get the...
Why? They're obviously...
Let's make bombs.
Druid.
Throwing grenades. That'd be awesome.
And if she wants to take care of it, she can do that.
I bet she'll ask us to. We might as well.
I don't care either way.
Then she'll give us reward or whatever.
You sound like an adventurer.
Yeah, well.
You do.
That's what we're doing, aren't we?
No.
We're going to go into a dungeon and get this stupid thing. And
actually, we're doing
it. Well, we were going to go into a dungeon, and then it turned out it wasn't a dungeon. But still. We were all getting ready to go into a dungeon like adventurers do.
Adventurers raid temple?
Cave dungeon. Cave temple dungeon.
You're splitting hairs now.
Come on. You played Zelda.
Uh-huh.
That exists.
Yes, there are a trio of brothers that run around.
In this tiny nation of Hyrule.
And they are looking. They're looking for their brother Blue.
It's upcoming.
Oh no, it's been out. This is an old game.
Oh
yeah, it's been out.
Where you? There's four Zeldas.
Sorry, that's not.
There's
what
four
I'm talking
links.
About.
Links. My bad.
That's not what I'm.
When
talking
I grew up,
about.
I called it.
Anywho,
Zelda.
So what's the plan? Strip the hornet's nest again, then run in.
That's really the only place I can think of where Tana maybe.
Yeah.
Because she's not in the forest.
I'm sure the dryads would have found her if she was.
About midway through, the bugbear sticks his stick in a special slot and, like, rotates you. So now you're hanging head first.
I look at the bugbear.
He kind of pokes you to see if you're done yet and goes...
This meat's too tough.
Oh. This meat has DR.
No, as if that's poke me.
So let's no. Who's crying?
No, we are not wizards.
I have scrying.
Damn it! Scry on us!
You don't
make us
scrying.
Do that will save! We'll be waiting for it.
I make Jessica make a will save.
Roll an 8. What's the DC?
It's my caster level plus 10 plus my charisma.
No, it's spell level plus charisma modifier plus 10.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jessica,
third level spell.
This is about the
3 plus 0. 13!
Yeah.
Warcraft.
Hold on.
I roll a 0, I make it.
This is about the graphics of Warcraft.
There we go.
Not Warcraft.
I just barely felt like I was flown.
I wasn't scrying on you.
Well, you were scrying on Jessica and I was there.
Unfortunately, since I'm scrying on specific person, it doesn't matter that you're there and failed the will save.
Nope.
You can only see one person. You scry.
You see that person
you scry,
in the small radius they're in.
Yes.
Yeah. So you scry, you see the radius you're in, and all the people around them, but not them.
I think we should send, like, one or two people with invisibility and a scout, and then come back and tell us what's the deal.
You mean the original idea?
That wasn't the original idea.
Actually, yes,
yeah,
she scouted ahead.
And then stabbed a bugbear and kind of ruined everything.
Stabbed a bugbear because it was out pissing on a tree.
Well, we know where the location
she
is.
She tried to subdue it. But it con bled to death.
I think that's a lie.
They're just so squishy,
aren't
they?
The building we went into already, I think people should go scout inside there. Or go scout around the area we know where it is now.
Alright, well,
especially, yeah, you can see how fortified they are now.
Inside. Area. Teleport me there.
Poof.
I can climb up like I did before.
You see the dragon lounging around back in there, although this time you'll notice that one eye is just kind of left open, kind of staring at the hole. That's fine. He has one eye looking at the hole. Sorry.
Can you not
since it's on either side of his head.
I don't know.
It must be very dry. Does it look like a horse?
Is he awake yet?
So we should be running and stuff.
Off his eyes.
This is not it. This is a try.
You think he wakes up?
This makes it look like Vincent's. Just
no, pulled. Not around him.
Okay, so that's
not a single bugbear in here.
Where's the door is that?
Oh, there's there is basically a little ladder in the area that just heads down.
Of that area. What about
the front?
Is that how do you get in there?
It's on the second floor. There's a ladder that goes down. And there's a big hole in the roof.
This doesn't look right either.
So you're thinking probably human-sized people, probably non-centaur, come up here.
Legs.
It's supposed to turn out so both of the bodies are even with each other. Slide.
Okay.
Oh, we're trying to make sense of it. Yeah. Like,
the dragon's
he
there.
Had a trotting leg side
not
with
surprising.
A running leg side, and
I didn't see anyone.
They
weren't
watching
the
hole. They weren't sitting on that leg
anymore.
But
there's no one around. If you think we could, like, take him out or something.
I see. They work together like that.
Yes, I see.
I did not see Tom. Nor did I want to try to scout inside.
That's fine.
If you wanted to, I could do it.
Where's the
box? Listen, if you can disguise yourself with a half dragon bugbear.
No, I'd more be invisible and just move through doors. I couldn't just jump into the hole and then go down the ladder that's nearby. I don't think you'd make that hole.
Yeah, but you could
breathe
down it.
I'm not supposed
to. What other?
I know you at least resist some of it.
The box is supposed to
if you get hit.
I dodge.
If you get hit.
At least it's not getting seen.
So.
Spread apart and then
well, was he awake or?
He had an eye towards the thing.
Just one?
It wasn't moving.
So was he dead?
He died of a heart attack in his sleep. Anticlimactic end to a track.
No, that's when he died. Tana took her sword and shoved it up in the back of his mouth and it killed him. How she ended up in this position, we don't know.
They had an after party and there was alcohol.
I don't drink anymore.
That's what you told yourself at the beginning, after the first drink, the second drink.
I suppose it is the, you know, a person who went to Alcoholics Anonymous is now kind of surrounded by alcohol.
Your own personal hell. Anywho.
Yep.
I would say we could attempt that. I think, in all honesty, it would probably be safer than going to the front door again. Because if we accidentally alert people there again, then he's gonna just come back down. They would have to deal with him and his children, I will say.
Well, if we just go attack him.
Well, I'm not saying attack him, we can't slip by him.
Well, then we deal with the children, then he just goes to the front door again.
Yeah, but hopefully he can only go so far. So we don't know how big those. Remember, those are normal sized doors.
Walls.
Yeah, but that takes time.
He just went like that, and the wall was gone.
No, the door was gone.
The door. He didn't bust open the wall. He said it would take time for him to get down to us.
They were good quality doors. But it's a good quality door between a red dragon and...
So, we just have to be quick if we're going to go past him, in case he does notice.
Well, we're just going to do that. Why don't we just go to the front door? Or rather, through the hole in the wall we made.
Is the hole in the wall still there, or is it patched up?
It's patched up.
Like plank.
No, you know
like hammer go.
No, you know that little statue in the entryway? That's now in the hole.
Ah.
Sorry, you walk up there and go.
What?
They're all exactly the same.
See, I would like go through top because it's less like a possibility of fighting a lot of people.
Except we don't automatically work the dragon.
Not necessarily.
Of course, most yes, of your horses are going to look like retards.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about dragons.
All I know is he knew exactly where we were. Even invisible.
I really couldn't tell. I wasn't invisible. Your guys' input?
Okay,
Ricardo says, sorry, I'm looking at these ponies right now. They're little tiny ponies. They're walking through the forest.
They're so cute.
Little sprites are riding on them.
Did our characters know about the black dragon, or did you just tell us about
that? Was out of game.
Okay.
Out of game.
Black dragon?
Yeah.
A black dragon rules the area, but we don't know it.
Okay.
And I'm black trying to figure out how to bring that into the game without...
Here's the group of people who, you know, might have had information, were terrorized and then subjugated.
Okay.
Well, I suppose... Could someone ask the dryads anything about the area? Anything useful? Like, other ways into...
Out of this huge thing out of his chest, and with one leg and one arm.
Anywho.
There's a chair over there if you want one.
So if someone could ask the dryads if there's maybe another entrance into the temple, or routes we can take.
We could definitely ask them if there's any advantage to be had by the land.
Yes, I'm asking you people that can talk to them.
Oh, you mean
grab an amulet? Comprehend language.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Okay.
Well, he needs comprehend language too.
Comprehend language! I have unlimited, and it glows.
Yeah.
I go around and make my rounds, cast comprehend language on everybody.
Okay, get that on.
You know what I mean?
Cool, I can sign language at them.
No, I'm currently suspended over a fire pit.
No, I climb into the dragon's lair, cast comprehend language, and you can get out.
How'd you get past the half dragon Tyrannosaurus Rex?
He asked.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that hard. He's gonna walk in, hey, I need to go do this. Oh, okay. I walk up and cast comprehend language.
So you walk up and say,
sup?
Are there any other passageways into the temple?
Didn't really build a lot of secret passageways because we used to be able to just tree stride into there. Except they burned the tree striding trees.
Can we go? Does that mean there are?
Oh, yes. There's the tunnels beneath the lavatories.
Hey, we've been in plenty of sewers.
Yeah, we've been...
This is when I wish my amulet also did.
We've waited in poop before.
Well, how long has this been going on?
Oh, they've been here for weeks.
Okay. So it's probably not that bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, only weeks.
Bugbear pooping.
Bugbears probably just go outside or just...
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking. The bugbears probably don't use it.
Yeah, that's maybe. Probably true.
But if they do, weeks of bugbear, Tyler.
Can you go over and grab
half a chair? Maybe half dragon poo smells a little less.
Well,
or it's got maybe it's got magical properties on it.
Are you gonna taste test it to see what happens?
I don't think that's sanitary.
Okay.
Thank you. Sanitary? We're freaking in D&D.
Do you have any allies you can call upon? Considering most of you are. Vanished.
There used to be a druid grove, but they were persecuted as witches.
Who persecuted them? Maybe
this town over there. That
the people.
Oh, it wasn't a government sanctioned persecution.
I don't know. They just screamed "Uga Chaka" and started stabbing us.
Oh, that's right. We're in Savage Land. Never mind.
Maybe it's okay, they're the same to us.
Maybe if we can get them to go for the dragon, be like, oh, purge dragon! But I think they're too scared.
Alright, that means the talker's going to be those two. And we can't go anywhere near them.
Wait, why do I get to talk?
Because you guys are humans.
Wait, is this a new day?
We're going to talk to the people?
No.
Okay.
It's been about 4 hours.
Tyler healed you guys up to full.
No, I'm more talking about my mental abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm now at a 6.
So basically, it would be Ryan talking.
Yeah.
And the problem is, my amulet is green.
That's why we have you go.
So we can't communicate to them. We can understand them because we can cast before we go over there. We just walk up. Hey, green lights!
I can just cast it on them.
Good luck. Yeah,
that'll totally work well.
I can sneak up on them.
Which?
I can sneak up on them, then they don't know why they can understand me.
No.
I don't think they'd be much help.
By the
anyways,
way, unless you take still spell and silence spell, it's really hard to hide the fact that you're casting a spell.
Plus, also, the question is, what would a small village of people that we could have easily killed do against a freaking dragon?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we're trying to get information.
On what?
No. The area, because the dryads don't know anything except for the stupid forest.
I know, the dryads just live in the forest.
God, they're so useless.
Well, I take it there's a tree
dryads
there once.
As good as me saying I hate freaking white lions.
So there's nothing
don't
left to grow if I take it.
Yes, I do. Okay. Stupid pet people.
They were persecuted and stoned and then burned. Okay. It made us really sad. They didn't plant their acorns correctly.
Is there any other possible advantage the land may give us?
Maybe if you go get some... Oh no, those people aren't terribly nice either.
Hey! We'll go in by cover of dark.
Well, there's a couple other nations on this island. I think Runmore's still there. They'd love to charge a dragon.
Yes, they would.
Yes, they would. Although we'd have to probably watch our own dragon.
It's a dragon! Ha ha! Skewer.
Wrong one!
See,
what?
I'm a dragon slayer now.
Uh-huh.
Now that you killed that one, let's go get the real one.
It was a warm up.
His Rini cried in the corner. You didn't do no damage, but.
Are you kidding me? They do times 2 damage on the charge.
Oh.
They're basically Plutonian.
Because the thing is it'd take us a while to get there.
Yes, it's a long time away.
Why don't we just go sneak in, get our
Can
Kana,
you tree stride us there?
Stab the dragon in the middle of the night.
Dragon can see in the dark?
It sleeps, doesn't it?
It can see when it...
But I don't think dragons sleep as often as we do.
So, we just...
I told Tyler what he saw.
So we wait till he falls asleep, then we just go in and ambush.
No.
Duh.
See how dragons work? See, they sleep for months on end, but then they're awake for months on end.
Well, let's hope we caught him at the beginning of the sleep cycle.
Boy, that would suck. All right, we invent...
Stupid dragon, could draw.
And again. The roll of one eventually.
I hope he doesn't wake up.
He might be able to make my DC, but I doubt it.
Who knows?
Anyway, 42 plus 30.
And I get a 20.
I only made 42.
Ow! Okay, combat. The roll's over.
Now, you'd have to assume that, you know, it actually can be sneak attack and everything. Otherwise, my DC's like...
It's a rogue red dragon.
You. You just got that for the sneak attack, didn't you? You're definitely not sneaking anywhere.
Well,
I hope you didn't waste your points on stealth.
Oh no, evasion's fantastic. Do you know how much I get from racial?
Well, I mean,
all right. So my goal is to pump enough ranks into it before I leave for work.
You pump enough ranks into it, it'll be useful.
What's
that?
Does everyone have theirs?
Steven.
Yours.
Steven's got his.
Yours.
Oh, Steven's.
Yours. Yeah.
We're good.
Here. Edgar Bang for me.
Sweet.
Actually, they're all going to tie it.
Because maybe he'll give me less rent.
He'll charge you $1 less of rent now.
Assuming Andrea laughs, I'll hand out my extra bennies when I have to leave.
That's fine.
Or they'll be pot bennies.
Or I'll take them.
No. Assuming you use them on my... Actually, I'll give them to you, and you can use them on my NPC.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, we have this alternate route now. Do you want to take it?
I suppose we can do that.
We can try and go in at night if you...
Sneak in through the laboratories. We can. Everyone here can see in the dark, right?
Yes.
I can't.
You're not here. Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, we go at night. And sleep time.
That was fast.
He's been like that.
Push him over. At least he's laying down now.
I curl into a ball, start kneading the ground.
And you pray your intelligence doesn't drop any further tomorrow.
We get inside and drop down to a 3.
Okay, boy, let's go.
Come on, we gotta be quiet though.
I start going through the building.
Hey, you're intelligent, you can actually still use all of your skills in the building.
Oh, I know.
But just remember, Neanderthals had some skills too.
Steven, you're still smarter than the average politician.
Yeah.
Yep. You're saying the average politician licks himself regularly and
yes.
And you know, walks around. And,
yeah, all right.
I walk around.
Yeah, the politicians actually in the White House and everything actually have dogs.
Dogs have taken over the world, which is why the cats have been complaining about the politics lately.
Yeah, it smells like shit in here.
I wonder why. Well, actually, I'm just gonna plug my nose before I came in here.
Smells just like the sewers at home.
Actually smells better than the sewers at home.
Yeah.
This is like tree poop.
Trees don't
tree people poop.
Poop.
Tree people poop.
It's maple. Maple syrup.
It's hidden.
I smell this. Why is everything so sticky?
Ew.
Do you know how much I would suck to pee sap? Okay, I gotta go.
See you an hour later.
It'll come out eventually.
You hold it until you have to go, and then you start pissing, and you're like, oh, I gotta get to the bathroom. 30 minutes later.
Wait, my pants are getting sticky. You need to go to the bathroom.
I see what you did there.
You saw that video I showed you today where it was the ER of.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
Urban Legend.
Where is your pointer? I will need it.
Their face is... She made a face, and it's stuck that way.
Brian, take your hand and reach above.
Float.
Alright, so you guys are crawling through the tunnels.
What was with the boy? The mother had three kids. The boy with the...
I made a dribble.
I think it was a masturbation reference.
Anyways, no. There's a small blast template in the middle of
this. They should have had the...
Yes. What was that?
Masturbation.
He turned his pants green.
As you guys are crawling along in the tunnels, and you guys now have the dark vision of 60 feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, that's right. As you guys are kind of walking along, you can see the ground begin to kind of quiver slightly at that point.
Is that a gelatinous cube?
You can't tell. You only see in black and white.
Crap!
It is true.
We only see black and white.
Do you want me to shoot it?
You see it kind of quiver a little.
I got a 18 on knowledge engineering.
Ooh, should I roll?
Do I recognize black and white ooze?
Because it is black and white? No, you actually fail.
It must be based on cube.
How about a 20?
You need a 21 if you've got dark vision.
I make it 28. Dungeoneering.
Oh, you've got dungeoneering?
Yeah, plus 10.
Okay.
Wow.
That's some sort of pudding. Now, there's about 3 different types of pudding. There is black pudding, there is ochre pudding,
and there's chocolate pudding.
And then there's red pudding. Now, see, unfortunately, since you don't see in shades...
Well, we know if it was black, because it'd be completely black.
Yeah, we wouldn't see it.
Well, evidently you don't see in shades, so you wouldn't know.
You don't see in shades. It's black and white.
It's not like black and white TV. It's literally black and white.
There's no gray tone.
Oh,
it is black and white.
It's not like black and white TV. That's not
it's
really
pudding,
black
guys!
White.
It's pudding!
I heard it was grayscale.
Nope. Actually, in the 3.0 DMG, which I don't happen to have here, they've actually got an image of what an illithid looks like using dark vision. And there's no grayscale, but you can still see kind of some of the curves and indents and whatnot, so that's how you can actually make things out. So even dwarfs and whatnot usually like to have some light because, well, it helps.
That's a pudding of some kind.
It's pudding, guys.
Pudding? I like a pudding.
Time to bring up the cups and spoons, boys.
Wait, when you told me pudding.
It's a type of pudding, sorry, which is a form of ooze.
Oh, what is that? I don't know, that's why I asked him.
At least the bugbears were polite enough to provide
it's called pudding.
Material.
It's called a pudding, and it's got ooze template.
Oh, okay.
It's an ooze.
It's an ooze thing.
Andre, later tonight, that will be me.
It's called pudding, it's an ooze.
Alright, so we charge an attack.
Does it do anything? Does it sit there?
That's a 28.
Well,
most oozes are.
I got a 30.
Most oozes are actually semi-aggressive, but their abilities vary widely depending on what shade and color they are. However, one thing that they do share as an ooze, they of course have no intelligence. They are nasty sort of creatures. They can't be flanked. No sneak attacks. They have no skills.
Do they have a lot of hit points?
No.
Depends on the ooze.
Dang it!
Is there anything that all puddings have?
They're oozes.
Regardless of... Okay, so that's...
Well, in that case, we'll just cast light on something so we can see.
Oh! Okay, you cast light. Yeah, you guys see a black pudding quivering there.
Okay, now what can you tell me about it?
What can I tell about black
pudding? Oh, now give me another check.
My 30 wasn't enough.
16.
Black was just that one you never thought would be useful.
28.
Okay, you know black ones because you're terrified of them.
You're like, I'm staying away from that.
I don't like black
puddings. Ooze it. Black puddings split when they reach certain hit points.
Oh boy.
In addition, any armor that is hit by black pudding can be destroyed. Magical included. Yep. And weapons.
So does it take damage if
It still takes damage. It's just it corrodes your weapons.
Sounds
like a giant lost monster.
You're not gonna get those arrows back.
You know,
Or you could use your natural attack. Don't you want to bite it?
In addition,
I don't want cavities.
Black puddings have an ability called suction.
Oh boy.
It's resistant to being bull rushed because you can't trip an ooze.
Damn!
you trip an ooze,
it clips.
It means it's resistant to being moved.
Resistant or immune?
Resistant.
You can
move it with a lion's share.
It's got plus 10 to its combat maneuver defense. However, I'm making it purely immune to trip because I refuse to acknowledge that.
You turn it over.
No,
it's still there.
Automatic tripping. You can trip it. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't help you at all.
It's like Vincent. You trip him. He's just like, what? You trying to do something?
This switches legs.
All right.
So it's in that kind of going.
In short, you need to either try to sneak by it.
And what are these?
Or
those are the little holes that are used for. You
can
know.
You sneak by.
Oh, so those are above us.
Oh yeah, sure. They have perception just like everything else.
Oh, they don't have like blind sense or something.
They have blind sight.
So no, you can't sneak by.
Yeah.
So we can silent. No.
So we can either try to sneak by it, quote unquote, fail.
Yeah.
Or strip naked and charge.
Well, you know that blind sight only goes out to maybe about 60 feet.
So you can see us now.
So it can see us now.
As I said, it kind of quivers slightly as you approach.
It knows we're here, but it can't quite get over to us very well.
Is it moving, or is it just...
No, it's right now. It's just kind of going...
Well, I suggest we use ranged attacks on it if possible.
Wait! It might be trained.
Trained? Really?
You can't train something that has no intelligence. You're getting there soon.
Oh, it is a new day!
I guess technically it is. Let's find out if I have my lightning.
You only lose one point of intelligence today.
Do I have anything else?
Nope. You're a 5 now! Ogres are smarter than you!
Oh boy.
Never seen think stupider than an ogre.
Stupider than an ogre, wow.
At least he still got common sense.
Yeah, you have wisdom.
Yeah. Ogres don't have that even.
You're a very strange ogre.
So you're smart enough to realize charging that battalion of knights is not a good idea.
Why not?
It's permanent damage, which can only be done by a restoration, not lesser restoration.
Yes, I tried.
Basically, we need to get him fixed.
Alright, well, wait, Black Goose, did you mention anything about how much hit points? Is it
it's,
relatively
it's tough? Well, yes, it's tough.
By whose standards?
Normal.
A long time ago, maybe it would have killed you. Or if you're really bad at rolling, so Jessica, you may want to sit this fight out.
No, she's the one who can do the most damage to it.
No, we should strip you down naked and send you at it.
Yes.
If it gets you guys by,
you'll kill it.
No, I'm saying you kill it that way.
Well, how many of us have bows?
I'll like tumble up if you go, whack, run back.
Because I've got 3 attacks.
Yep.
So you could be my killer?
Fierce Endurance. Not like I ever use it.
You got a 28?
I can't believe Steven doesn't have a
28.
Okay,
I guess
19 plus 9.
It's just a regular bow.
So 28, yes. Okay.
Shooting into melee doesn't always come out very well.
Your regular bow doesn't do anything to the...
However, now...
It does.
You do not shoot your friends now.
True.
Okay.
We can always weaken it and then have Jessica be back here.
I say you guys shoot it while Jessica does that, and I'll try to keep Jessica alive.
All right.
And
initiative.
Yep, initiative.
I will take off my stuff before
you. Are we
I want Ryan to cast haste before we go.
Okay.
7.
It reacts when you cast haste. Go ahead.
Okay.
So he casts haste and we all roll initiative.
Yes.
No, you hold until Ryan goes, because as soon as you start casting a spell, it goes, blah, blah.
So it's intelligence enough to realize it's a spell.
The heck are my dice, honey?
Wherever you
Alec.
Put them.
It's intelligence.
Amanda, intelligence. I'm sorry, 7. Alec is usually my A, like almost every other day of the week. Ryan.
You can start calling me M if you want, for Amanda.
Manly, your turn.
That's what people usually say. Rarely I'm called Amanda. They go, Manda.
Steven.
Are we underground?
Yes, you are.
I'm a guy, 28.
Tyler.
Are you going to go jump in?
No.
We're pulling out our bows. He's like, hey, I got a shoot bow too.
23.
Jessica.
I got 20.
All right, now time for the... It goes on 15!
That's pretty good for it, right?
Yeah.
That's the best that it can ever get!
You rolled a 20, it's got a minus 5 initiative. So wait, does this mean it goes on... Oh, it just goes on a 0 if you roll less than a 5.
No, you can go negative initiative.
So,
like, for instance, if the treant was here...
So basically, you guys can begin to feel kind of, you know, like the almost magic is being worked up, and it kind of goes... And it looks like at this point you kind of hear this... As it unsuction cups itself to the ground.
Oh, it's gonna move.
All right, Steven, it's your turn.
I can draw. Now shoot. 20. I the bonuses added up for that. So
you didn't already have your bow drawn when we drew our bows beforehand.
I have quick draw. I don't need.
Oh, your haste. Okay.
Wait, did Ryan cast haste yet?
No.
I gave you all
that
my.
That was the trigger.
Because I trust you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, as he was beginning to cast it, it reacts.
My brother-in-law.
So, it finishes. On his turn, it will finish.
Sign here. If you submit it, you're not going to want to see the consequences.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
And all 3 of them hit.
Good. All right, hold on. First arrow hit.
8.
Okay, that's no damage.
Oh.
1.
Bloop, bloop.
3.
Bloop, bloop.
I'm totally getting this feeling that I'm not going to be the only one in contact.
Okay, so hold on, let's see.
So I'm going to need someone else up here with me.
8th.
Mm-hmm. Alright. I think Tyler's going with you.
Okay.
Correctly.
He's there to heal.
He's
going to
be behind me.
Hey, guys! Shoot, no good!
Alright, Tyler.
Rudy. Yes. If you can take off your armor and equipment. All right. He's five beside me. All right.
You at least have magic attacks.
Yeah, magic attacks.
Breathe on him. Breathe.
And natural also.
Is that what you
want to hold?
Yes. What?
You going to hold?
Yeah.
Okay. Jessica?
Wait for the haste.
Use my comp seeking
bow. I
would
have, but
I thought I already...
I don't have the intelligence right now.
I thought you already cast
it. Nope.
Nope, he didn't. Andre said that.
I thought we were holding until I cast haste.
You're holding until you cast haste.
No. I thought we were holding until I cast haste.
We were. I have a 5 intelligence.
And right now I'm asking if anyone else wants to react. On your turn, the spell will go off.
Okay.
Oh, I'm stripping.
Are you taking off your armor? It only takes 10 rounds.
Wait, what kind of armor are you in?
Breastplate.
Yeah. 10 rounds?
10 rounds.
Seriously?
It's a minute.
Hasted?
No, hasted would take it down to 3/4 of 10 minutes.
So 7.5 rounds.
Yeah.
7.5.
7.5 rounds, yeah.
Do you want me to...
It's up to you. It's your armor.
That's true.
Just chilling.
Very expensive armor.
Damn it.
I will try my best to get off as quick, and then I'll catch up.
Jessica, just wait till you cast haste.
Okay.
Can I borrow your ring?
You want to go large?
I will block the hallway.
That's a good idea.
Except now those things are tiny, they can't get past you.
But they have to tumble through.
True. There is a pony!
My horsey.
Okay. Went into my crotch.
You can stand in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Here is the word!
I go large.
It's a sign.
All right, Ryan, you finished haste. You can still take the rest of your action.
Shit.
Hey, look, I go fast!
Can I make it really small, I wonder? I'm going to test it on one of the ones. I'll shoot one of the medium, or small ones.
Are you using my bow?
Take it, they're small.
Small, medium, large.
Comp-seeking?
Why? Mine's comp is it flaming.
Just shoot it, Ryan.
Okay. All right, which one are you shooting?
One of the small ones.
Okay.
One of the biddies.
I'm testing to see how far this goes.
Okay.
Or if the fire will do any damage.
Selling grows large.
Oh, I probably won't hit with that. I don't know. 21?
You will hit.
Okay.
Roll your fire damage.
I will roll my fire damage.
The arrow does nothing.
A d6.
As the arrow melts.
Doesn't split any further.
Nope.
Six. I bet it's guarding.
So the +5 doesn't do anything either?
Nope.
Or it's +2, but you know what I mean.
What is it? Is it DR or H?
Wait, the magical property doesn't add any damage?
No.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
Dang.
Anything that comes from a piercing or slashing source.
Go punch it in the face!
You mean the original plan?
Well, you guys are holding. If you want to go before it, make your pose initiative check.
Well, I can do 3d6 of rounds.
Jessica, you still have your haste attack.
I could give you.
I was probably just going to cast Wolfram.
I'm undressing.
Oh yeah.
I'm stripping now.
All right. Well, I can do 2d6 around.
Well, he has been doing some large, so no, I won't. I'll cast Bless. How's that? I'll bless you.
I feel pretty.
Can I just say 7 rounds?
Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty. Pretty again. I got 6 on perform.
Okay, still first round.
I would cast tactical precision, but it wouldn't help us at all in this situation.
What would that do?
Hey guys,
+2 to strength, -2 to dex, -1 due to size.
Additional +2, okay. So you get +4 if I'm playing
game. No, in game I turn everyone to shush.
And you get I think it's +1d6 or 2d6 to sneak attacks.
Ooh,
yeah.
And then, okay, so
exactly, so it doesn't help us in this situation.
We
can't really flank it, can we?
No.
Oh boy.
Guys, remember to shush.
That's his turn.
you can actually attack it from there, Jessica.
Yes, I can.
That was its turn.
Alec.
Oh. Amanda! Son of a bitch!
It's your turn, Alec.
Andre,
you can assign me M.
Andre,
I eat the ice cream the mugbear so politely provided.
That's right.
Won't fatten me up.
You try to eat it, but it melts.
So you drink. Is this going to erode
the ice cream?
You try not.
Alright, so now I start stripping. It's my turn.
Okay, so wait.
Hey, Steve. Woo-hoo!
Steven.
Take off my pants.
It lasts for 6 rounds total.
Oh, right. God.
The level bastard right. That I am.
Minus 1.
5 is a minus 3 intelligence, right?
Steven, it's wisdom.
8 to 9 is 1.
Okay.
7 to 6. Yeah, 3.
Those are funny. The one on the... They're like...
You don't know why, but you know it's a bad idea to keep shooting it.
Breastplate.
You can always take the dragon's bow.
Bow's not going to do anything against it.
Yes, he knows that piercing isn't working.
All arrows are piercing.
And she does.
No.
I can shoot bullets.
You've obviously
but
never
piercing.
Seen some green no. arrows.
I was just wondering if you had any elements.
Boxing glove.
No, it's comp seeking.
That's it.
That is it.
I will
put rocks on the end for the blood.
I have silver arrows and cold iron.
Nah, that's not gonna help.
Range of cold iron.
Well, you can hold engineering to see.
I can hope that it won't do any damage to my breastplate.
No, I'll go ahead and act now.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll tumble up to the dude, attack him, and then tumble right behind Jessica.
You make the tumble check.
He's
5, 10, 15,
20, 25. Sort of a side top knot, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
it's
okay. I want to shave my head.
I'm punching up.
Is that weird?
That is weird.
Okay.
I just kind of want to be like...
Does normal damage do anything?
Yes.
Do I have a feeling if I ever
those
want...
in yet.
Nope.
Amanda doesn't like the smell of glue, so I can't do anything.
Yeah.
To
does it matter between fire and normal?
Amanda's
nope.
Gay.
Okay,
it's
gay. Not a bludgeon weapon.
Stinks like a mofo.
6.
That's because it's not Elmer.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon. On July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.